Inside, the new library looks like any other. Lots of books on shelves. What can't be seen is one of the more interesting features, blue jean insulation. It's one of many factors that will help determine what kind of energy and environmental rating the library gets from the U.S. Green Building Council. Library Director Pam Bosman.
It's a pretty new phenomenon, but it's becoming quite popular. It looks like pale blue cotton candy when you see it.
Outside the new library, there's landscaping with a purpose. Rain gardens designed to soak up runoff that might seep into Black Earth Creek. The spring-fed waterway is described by Trout magazine as one of America's top 100 fishing spots. Board trustee Mary Devitt says runoff is further reduced by having no parking lot next to the library.
We have parking on the street, and one thing in a small community like this is people are used to walking. As they walk, they'll meet their neighbors.
Many of those living in the village of 3000 fondly remember a century-old cottonwood. It was chopped down along with other trees to make way for the new library. Those trees found new life as storage shelves and the library's main desk.
Rosemary Garfield Public Library.
The library faces due north. Bosman says that way the building captures the most sunlight possible and reduces the need for electricity.
We're just simply repeating what our ancestors did years ago before there was electricity, and that was to build buildings that had high windows and harness natural daylighting so that they could function without candles and kerosene.
Natural light is also used to help people wash up after nature calls.
We should step into the bathrooms because there are some really nifty features. These are the photovoltaic panels. The sinks function entirely from natural light and artificial light through these panels. It heats and runs the water in the sinks.
Bosman says with the new library, Cross Plains residents are showing how they care for the land and the water around them.
We feel that we may not have the grandest, largest library that's ever been built, but we have the most socially responsible and socially conscious library that's been built, I think, in a very long time.
Officials should find out this spring what certification the library gets from the U.S. Green Building Council. Several other structures in Wisconsin also have Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEEDS designation. Places like Harley-Davidson's Product Development Center in Wauwatosa and the Technology Center for Johnson Controls in Milwaukee. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.